If you have a driver's license, you probably use it for more than driving. You verify your credit card, buy a drink, get on a plane. But what if you showed your ID and it was no good? That's starting to happen to people from Idaho because of a federal law. Jessica Robinson reports.
Ethelene Rock says it never occurred to her to worry about her Idaho driver's license until January 15th. That's the day she got a strange fax.
I just knew that it was just not good.
The subject line said something about the Real ID Act. Rock and her husband own a trucking company that delivers to a federal nuclear research facility called the Idaho National Lab. Rock's drivers don't handle anything radioactive. It's usually deliveries of toilet paper, office supplies, car parts. The fact said the following Monday, their Idaho driver's licenses would no longer be accepted at the gate.
And it goes on to say drivers failing to provide an acceptable form of identification will be turned away from the INL.
A 10-year-old federal law had just caught up with Idaho. The Real ID Act of 2005 is an anti-terrorism law that calls for certain security measures on state-issued ID cards. States must verify and store original documents proving legal status and eventually link to a national database. The law calls for tamper-proof features on cards. Idaho's system wasn't up to snuff, and Homeland Security was done giving the state a pass. Rock was furious. Her existing drivers would be able to get in with credentials already issued by the lab, but any new driver, or Rock herself, would need something like a passport or military ID, all because of a law she'd never heard of, and it would happen in 4 days.
That is how we became familiar with this.
Ethelene Rock is caught in the middle of a long-running dispute between the federal government and Idaho. Lawmakers here concerned about privacy and federal overreach passed a law in 2008 prohibiting the state from adopting Real ID. And it wasn't just in Idaho. Blue states Oregon and Washington passed similar legislation.
It was one of those magical moments where everybody kind of realized, no, we're not doing it.
Liz Chavez was a Democrat in the Idaho legislature in 2008 and helped write the state's law. She says the technology needed under Real ID was expensive, for one, but she was also disturbed by all the information it asked the state to share. And Chavez says she and other lawmakers wanted Homeland Security to tell them where would Real ID even be enforced.
Give us a list. Show us a list of where you would actually be required to show Real ID.
Did Homeland Security provide that to you at the time?
No.
Chavez says she half thought the law would be abandoned altogether. But last year, Homeland Security started phasing in enforcement, and it's now released a few more specifics. The agency says Real ID will be enforced at nuclear power plants, military bases, and as soon as next year, airports. Idaho State Senator Bob Nonini uses his Idaho driver's license every time he flies to Boise.
Thankfully, they still accept those here.
Nonini, a Republican, still opposes Real ID, but he supported emergency legislation this year to tweak Idaho's law just enough to ask for an extension from Homeland Security.
We've got to do something. We're not going to be able to board a commercial airline, let alone have access to federal buildings within Idaho.
Oregon, Washington, and 19 other states consider non-compliant already have extensions from Homeland Security, at least until October. One basis for the extensions, states have been making their own security upgrades to driver's licenses in the years since Congress passed Real ID. And in some cases, they've met some of the standards in the law. Idaho is rolling out new measures to prevent forgery and verify identity that meet many Homeland Security requirements. But State Senator Nonini says the federal government doesn't have the right to know everything about every Idaho driver, and he wants to protect Idaho citizens from having to comply with Real ID. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.